Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Saint Valentine, he died on this day in 290 AD, or at least one of them did. We don't know a whole lot about the factuality of Saint Valentine. There were at least two, some count as many as 30 that died as saints of Saint Valentine, of which today's namesake derives. Most of the stories we have about Saint Valentine, they're folklore, they're apocryphal, is the churchy word to say it. We don't know if they're true or not, but my favorite one is he was captured because he was out doing godly things in a world where the emperor said you can't do that. And so he was under house arrest, and the house in whom he was arrested, there was a blind girl, and Saint Valentine miraculously healed her days before he was beheaded. And the story is, the folklore is, that as he was going to his death, he wrote a note, and he signed it, "Always your Valentine." I think a fair amount of that is probably made up, but it's a good story, isn't it? That's a good story. We don't really connect Valentine's Day with the Hallmark reality that it is today until quite a bit later. In fact, your English teacher in high school would be proud of you if you know that the first that made Valentine's Day a romance day was Geoffrey Chaucer. You remember reading the Canterbury Tales? Oh, that was the worst, longest month of my life. He didn't even write in English. One of his other poems, the poem of the Parliament of the Fowl, he wrote in a verse celebrating spring that it was Valentine's Day when birds found their love under the tree. And so now we have lovebirds. And everybody wanted to be like Chaucer, so everybody kind of did what he did, and everybody began to spin the same myth and the same story that this is the day of love. Little Valentine's Day history for you there. Love. How fitting it is that we gather here in this space with ashen crosses on our foreheads to celebrate the gift of love, the gift of God's love for you that is unending, unrelenting, the match that God has found in you, that you are His beloved, and not the beloved that you find when you are falling in love and everything you see is great, and there's no flaw in your mate. Do you remember those days of infatuation? God knows who you are inside and out and still loves you. Can I get an amen? That's miraculous. That's what we celebrate today. That He knows you. And He still comes to you. Over and over and over again. He looks upon you and looks to you and says, "You are mine." And He goes to the ends of the earth for you. Always and forever. This is Valentine's Day. This is the beauty of our Lord. I love the way Joel, our prophet today, talks about this season. Right? Because we know that Lent is kind of a somber season. A season that is marked by repentance, right? Another church word. Repentance just means to turn away. And so much of our life in Jesus is about Him teaching us to turn away from our sinful ways. But I love that Joel says, return to the Lord. You see, there's a difference between turning away from sin and turning towards Jesus. Do you see the difference? But both are important. Both are powerful. Both are great exercises in our faith, part of our Lenten discipline. But I love that Joel puts the emphasis on what we're turning towards. Jesus, our Valentine, the one who loves you. Turn back to him. Right, I think about my own life and my own faith and my own relationships. I think about my relationship with my bride, Deanna. And there are times in our marriage when I've had to turn away from junk that I've done. But it's always made sweeter when I turn towards her. That's what Jesus calls us into. Return, turn back to your beloved. Because here's the beautiful promise of Jesus. He will never turn his back on you. He never turns his back on you. So return to him. Over and over and over again. Why do we turn to Jesus? Well, there are so many reasons, right? It's almost a question silly to ask. Why do you turn to Jesus? But I think it's an important exercise. Because he knows you. And he shows up for you. And he's there for you. He forgives you over and over again. He comes to you. He welcomes you. He heals you. Jesus makes you whole. That's who he is. That's what he does. I've shared this phenomenon previously, and I'm not one that loves to share the same image over and over again, but it's just too good. It's too good of an image not to remind you of it. I'm not a horse guy, but what I have come to know about horses, when there is a herd of horses in a field, there's a phenomenon that their hearts beat in sync together. That they all beat at the same time in the same rhythm. Isn't that amazing? I mean, our God is amazing that this is how he did this. This is how he fashioned them. That the reason is so that when there's a herd and one of the horses is startled and the heartbeat elevates, the entire herd is alerted to this fact, and it's a safety thing. It's a preservation of the species thing, right? That they can all be in sync and know when they need to run and when they're safe again. I think that's incredible. Like, that is a reality of God's creation that is evidence in my mind that there is a creator, a divine architect that knits everything together. And so much of Lent, so much of what do we do during these 40 days is about our efforts to return to the Lord and to sync your heartbeat with the Lord's. What does it mean for you to have the same heartbeat as Jesus? To love as he loves. To serve as he serves. To be stubborn about the things that he's stubborn about. And to let go of the things that he lets go. To come alongside of people. What does it look like for your heart to beat in sync, in rhythm with Jesus? I think that in so many ways is what Lent is about, right? This season, 40 days. Again, thinking about my wife and I, you know, we want to have a close relationship, but you know what? That doesn't just happen. When you want to draw close to someone, you got to put effort in. You got to put intentionality in, right? Our default is kind of to drift apart. And so it takes intentionality to say, no, we're going to put some things into place so that we constantly are pointing back towards each other. Lent is a season where you intentionally put things in your life that point you back towards Jesus. And to get your heart to beat in rhythm with His. Isn't that beautiful? But the final piece of that is the natural phenomenon that takes place in the field isn't about one horse beating with another horse. It's about the entire herd. It's about all the horses beating in sync. And I think there's something communal about Lent as well. What would it look like for us to grow our heartbeat together? And it's not just you and your Jesus, but it's us. We're in this together. Miss Paula shared with me the story, and I've written about it. Maybe you've read about it a little bit, about a young man who was full of life, and cancer took him way too soon. His name was Don. And as he was going through cancer treatments and all that that does to him and all the pain and all the agony that was involved in that, he developed the habit in his personality. The only way he could was he did wellness check Wednesdays. And he'd call people on Wednesdays just to say, "Hey, it's Wednesday. How you doing? I'm not great, but I'm checking on you anyway. Or, hey, it's a good day. How's your day going?" And so in celebration and in memory of Don, and in an effort for our hearts to beat together, what would it look like for us to get in the habit of checking on others on Wednesday? How's your heart beating today? And to reach out and connect and love. I think that's one of the things that's beautiful about Lent. Harvard came out with a study a number of years ago that it takes about 40 days to develop a new habit. Isn't that beautiful? If 40 days is too long, just take 6 weeks. It's fine. What are the habits that you can put in place that aren't burdens and aren't law and don't come with all the guilt and all that, but just habits, postures of this life that can be covered in prayer and lifted up to say, "Jesus, you constantly turn to me. Here's my effort to turn back to you." This is Valentine's. This is Jesus. Welcome to Lent. In the name of Christ. Amen.